Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Box beef prices backing up. We'll talk about that right after this.
No matter where you live, in the city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
State Question 758 will lower the cap on annual property tax increases for Oklahoma homeowners and farmers. It's not a tax cut, it's tax restraint. Local government and schools will still get more revenue every year. The opponents are the same folks who benefit most from higher taxes, the teacher unions and bureaucrats. Who do you trust? The tax eaters or the tax payers who are overwhelmingly in favor of 758? 758 is fair, sensible, and conservative. Vote yes on 758 on Tuesday.
Paid for by Representative David Dank.
We got oh so close to $2 a pound this week when it came to wholesale box beef trade, but we couldn't quite get over the hump. Wholesale beef prices pulling back sharply this week after flirting with near all-time record highs the week before. Market participants appear to be split in their views as to the reason for the recent break. Some are arguing that the pullback is largely a byproduct of the disruptions caused by Hurricane Sandy, which caused widespread transportation backups and also forced food service operators, food retailers, and processors to delay deliveries due to the storm. Indeed, the choice beef cutout was flying high before the storm, closing at $199.40 a hundredweight this last Wednesday and Thursday, 6% higher than a year ago. In just the last 2 days, the cutout gave up all of the gains made in the week before. As of Wednesday afternoon, the choice beef cutout was quoted at $194.80, $3.40 cheaper than the previous day, and $4.60 per hundredweight lower than just 1 week ago. Select beef cutout is $7.20 lower than just 1 week ago. While some see the break in beef prices recently as related to the storm on the East Coast, others remain unconvinced. Rather, for them, the recent sharp break is another indication that wholesale beef prices may have gotten somewhat ahead of themselves. Wholesale beef values moved counter-seasonally higher in September and October this year. October beef business tends to be somewhat soft as retailers are busy working on their ham and turkey features at that time. Normally, this time of year, we'll see a hodgepodge of features at retail when it comes to beef. This year, though, we've seen the wholesale prices move higher. Much as anything, that seems to be because of tighter supplies of cattle that are available to the market. Steer and heifer slaughter currently running at a weekly pace of 485,000 head a week this fall. That's about 3.5% lower than a year ago. Tighter supplies clearly have underpinned the beef value since at least August at this time. Now, in addition to the decline in domestic demand coming into winter that we do anticipate on a seasonal basis, exports to some key markets normally decline around this time of year as well, think Japan and Korea. One beef item that has performed well so far is this year is the price of fat beef trimmings. While still off by more than 43% from a year ago, price of fat beef trimmings currently hovering about 70 cents a pound. Only a few weeks ago, fat trim was priced some 20 cents lower than at current levels. Does remain to be seen how long fat beef trim values will be able to provide this kind of support to the overall beef marketplace. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us noon Saturday, November 10th at the Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual fall production and customer sale, selling nearly 70 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, plus 850 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females featuring bred heifers, first calf fall pairs, proven 3 to 6 year old spring cows and open heifers. Visit RatcliffeRanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online the day of the sale at DVAuction.com. Genetics you can build a herd on.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.